Hi, and welcome to another HomePod demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how I use notes and reminders on the HomePod. So let me just start with notes first. Now, as in my other HomePod demos, I'm not going to use the magic word HEY Siri because that's driving people crazy. I'm going to double tap and hold because I'm using VoiceOver on the HomePod to invoke Siri. And I've noticed in a few of my other podcasts, if I do it slowly like this, by touching the top of the HomePod, you're going to hear VoiceOver. If I do it very quickly like this, stop. To activate Siri, you're not going to hear VoiceOver, so the play button when I touch the HomePod. So as I said, let's do notes first. First thing I always do with my notes is to create a general scratch pad just to add things to. So let me just create one. Create a note labeled scratch pad.
Okay, I created a note. Scratch pad.
I've got three things to follow up today, so I'm going to do add follow up concreter to my scratch pad note.
Okay, I added follow up concreter to your note scratch pad.
Okay, that's about my driveway. And we've got to get a new back door system put in, so let's do this one. Add follow-up carpenter to my scratch pad note.
Okay, I added follow-up carpenter to your note scratch pad.
And one more to go. Add follow-up guide dog instructor to my scratch pad note.
Okay, I added follow-up for guide dogs instructor to your note scratch pad.
So they're the three items that I've added generally to my scratch pad. So they're not really reminders, they're things that I've just got to generally think about to follow up. All right, now the problem is at the moment, if I try and do this, read my scratch pad note.
I couldn't find any reminders about scratch pad that are due today.
Okay, or read my notes.
You'll need to authenticate Siri, on iPhone to continue.
That's my iPhone, so if I touch notes, my iPhone screen notification.
Siri,
and double tap
Siri,
on it,
David's home mail, no unread emails.
Absolutely nothing happens. So I get the notification saying it needs to be authorized, but nothing happens. So I'm assuming at the moment you can't read back your notes from the HomePod. If I open up my notes app on my iPhone here, open notes.
Notes. Folders, back button,
and flick through to the right.
Notes, edit, search, scratch pad, 8:47 a.m. Follow up concreter. Actions available. Selected notes, back button,
and flick through.
Add people. Share note. The 22nd of February 2018 at 8:47 a.m. Note, scratch pad, follow up concreter, follow up carpenter, follow up for guide dogs instructor. Text field.
There we go. And of course, you can't delete or edit a note using the HomePod, at least at the moment. And just in case you were wondering, it actually puts each note that I've added to, in this case, to my scratchpad note, line by line. So I've got a new line character in between each item there. So that's notes. Primarily, I use it as a bit of a, you know, jotting things down, note-taking type thing. And that's why I've called it scratchpad. All right, so the other thing that I use all the time, of course, is reminders. So let me just ask Siri, do I have any reminders?
I couldn't find any reminders.
You create a shopping list.
Hi.
Create a reminders shopping list.
You don't have a reminders shopping list. Shall I create one?
Yes.
What should I add to your reminders shopping list?
Coffee beans.
Okay, I added coffee beans to the reminders.
Add breakfast cereal for Owen to shopping list.
Okay, I added breakfast cereal for Owen to the reminders shopping list.
Now, I need to get some more ginger beer for my son Lachlan. Add ginger beer to my shopping list.
Okay, I added ginger beer to the reminders shopping list.
And let's see what's on it.
Hi.
What is on my shopping list?
I found three reminders in shopping. Coffee beans, breakfast cereal for Owen, and ginger beer.
Okay. Now, I probably should have said ginger beer for Lachlan, so let me just change it. Delete last item.
Delete ginger beer?
Yes.
I deleted it.
Okay, and let's try this again. Add ginger beer for Lachlan to my shopping list.
Okay, I added ginger beer for Lachlan to the reminders shopping list.
And for this demo, let's just add one more one. Add apple juice to my shopping list.
Okay, I added apple juice to the reminders shopping list.
Now, normally when I've gone shopping and I've come home and I'm putting the groceries away, I can check these items off as I put them away just by yelling out to Siri in this case, or the HomePod, so I can do. Mark coffee beans as complete on shopping list.
I marked coffee beans as completed.
Thank you. So in which case, what is on my shopping list?
I found three reminders in shopping. Breakfast cereal for Owen, ginger beer for Lachlan, and apple juice.
So let's mark off apple juice. Mark apple juice as completed on shopping list.
I mark apple juice as incomplete.
I don't know why she does that. Let me do it again. Mark apple juice as completed on shopping list.
I mark apple juice as completed.
Thank you. All right, so let me just check. What's on my shopping list?
I found two reminders in shopping. Breakfast cereal for Owen and ginger beer for Lachlan.
All right, so that's just a little bit of a play around. Now, keep in mind, of course, you can check and edit these and do anything else you like on the iOS device, in this case, my iPhone. So if I go and open up my reminders, open reminders.
Reminders, button, heading, reminders, search, add, scheduled, reminders, no items, reminders, no items, reminders shopping, two items. Button.
Okay, so draggable. There's reminders shopping. Double tap on that.
Reminders shopping. Reminders shopping. Two items. Edit. Breakfast cereal for Owen. Breakfast cereal for Owen. Unchecked. Button. Ginger beer for Lachlan.
Actions available. I didn't get it right. Lachlan. Never mind.
Ginger beer for Lachlan. Unchecked. New reminder. Show completed. Button.
And let me just double tap on show completed.
Hide completed.
Because, of course, when I go shopping again.
New reminder. Coffee beans. Checked. Button.
I want to uncheck them.
Coffee beans. Uncheck.
Let me now check on the shopping list. What's on my shopping list?
I found three reminders in shopping. Coffee beans, breakfast cereal for Owen, and ginger beer for Lachlan.
What I tend to do is use the HomePod to get stuff on, in this case to the shopping list, as I did with the scratch pad for notes, and then I basically edit, delete, and uncheck in the reminders case stuff that I then need to do on the iPhone. That's enough for doing lists for the moment. Let me do another one that I do with reminders all the time, and that is because the HomePod doesn't offer multiple timers yet, exclamation mark, I do use the reminders function to do cooking. Let me just do two sample reminders, one reminder for 30 seconds and one reminder for 1 minute. Take pasta off in 40 seconds.
Okay, I added take pasta off to the reminders. It's due in 40 seconds.
Okay, and...
Hi.
Take garlic bread out of the oven in 1 minute.
Okay, just tell me what you want to be reminded about.
I just did. Stop.
Okay, just...
Take garlic bread out of the oven in 1 minute.
Okay, your reminder now says take garlic bread out of the oven. Shall I update it?
No.
Okay, I won't remind
you. Reminders, now, take pasta off.
Okay, so take pasta off has already happened. Try and do the garlic bread one again. Remind me to take the garlic bread out of the oven in 1 minute.
Okay, I added take the garlic bread out of the oven to the reminders. It's due in 1 minute.
Thank you. All right, so...
Show completed.
Let me
stack
just
of other lists.
Three.
Stack of... Show completed.
Let me just flick back.
New reminder. Take the garlic bread out of the oven. Unchecked. Button.
That's the one that was just... That's the one
Actions
that's just
available.
Underway.
Take the garlic bread out of the... Take pasta off. Unchecked. Button.
Okay, and I'm going to get rid of that one.
More. Delete.
Don't tap on
Performed
that.
Action.
And let me just wait for the garlic bread to be taken out of the oven. Reminder to go off. And I'm just going to pause the recording for this one because I did 1 minute rather than a short time period.
Reminders. Now, take the garlic bread out of the oven.
Thank you.
Take the garlic bread out of the oven.
So that's overdue on the notifications
today at 9:16 a.m.
I like it how actions it says available. Overdue. So flick up.
Drag item. More. Delete. Performed action.
Okay.
Delete.
New so reminder. That's all gone. So as you can see, you can sort of use reminders for multiple timers, but it can get a little bit messy if you're not careful. You'll end up with lots and lots of reminders. The final reminders that I use all the time, I just want to quickly do, and then I'll finish up with the demo. So this one's nice and handy.
Hi.
Remind me at 2:45 p.m. this afternoon to get the boys' swimmers ready.
Okay, I have to get the boys' swimmers ready to the reminders for today at 2:45 p.m.
And as you can tell, I've still got reminders open on my iPhone, and that was why it said one item added. Remind me tomorrow at 7 a.m. to tell the boys about the swimming carnival.
Okay, I have to tell the boys about the swimming carnival to the reminders for tomorrow at 7 a.m.
And I'm deliberately doing this in the demo to have the reminders app open, and I've actually got the focus sitting on where it updates one, two, or three items, so I can definitely tell what's being added to the reminders on my iPhone. So that's the swimming carnival for tomorrow, and then I've got to do a reminder on Sunday. Let's just... Remind me at 6:15 a.m. on Sunday to check the boys' sports shoes for the karate run.
Okay, I added check the boys' sports shoes for the karate run to the reminders for Sunday at 6:15 a.m.
Let's just check. Do I have any reminders today?
I found only one reminder that is due today. Today at 2:45 p.m. Get the boys' swimmers ready.
Do I have any reminders tomorrow?
I found only one reminder that is due tomorrow. Tomorrow at 7 a.m. Tell the boys about the swimming carnival.
Do I have any reminders on Saturday?
I couldn't find any reminders that are due Saturday.
Do I have any reminders on Sunday?
I found only one reminder that is due Sunday. On Sunday at 6:15 a.m, check the boys' sports shoes for the karate run.
Okay, and of course, if I made an item and I wanted to delete it, that's just as simple as well. So let's do this one. Set a reminder for Saturday at 8 a.m. vacuum the house.
Okay, I added vacuum the house to the reminders for Saturday at 8 a.m.
And let's see if it comes up. Do I have any reminders for Saturday?
I found only one reminder that is due Saturday. On now, Saturday at 8 a.m., vacuum the house.
That was interesting because the adding item 1, 2, it said 2 when I added the first one.
Let me just on my iPhone, 4 items. Back.
Yeah, so now it says 4 items. So apparently the focus change sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, but at least I've got the screen open where I can check that the items have been added. So if I just flick down.
On my iPhone, edit. Get the boys' swimmers ready. Today at 2:45 p.m. Get the boys' swimmers ready. Tell the boys about the swimming carnival. Tomorrow at 7 a.m. Tell the boys about... Check the boys' sports shoes for the karate run. The 25th of February 2018 at 6:15 a.m. Check the boys' sports shoes for the karate run. Unchecked.
Of course, the second item that I just flicked over in the actions first couple available. Is the checkbox to check it or uncheck it.
Vacuum the house. The 24th of February 2018 at 8 a.m.
And of course I could actions flick up available. And delete it from the iPhone, or I can do this one on the HomePod. Delete my reminder for 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Delete vacuum the house.
Yes.
Okay, I deleted it.
Get the boys' swimmers ready today at 2:45 p.m.
Oh, okay, so the screen updated itself. It updated the the list. So edit on my back,
reminders, 3 items.
I've only got 3 items now, so that's excellent. And of course, you can add a reminder so that when you leave home or get to work. So I think that will do me for this demo for doing notes and reminders on the HomePod. As you can tell, you primarily can enter data in for reminders and notes, and then the deletion, which is sort of can do on the HomePod, but the deletion, editing, that sort of stuff is primarily done back on your iPhone or iOS device. So that'll do me for the demo for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.